Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, the New York Giants are 2-8, and along with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the only 2-8 teams. Now, there are other two-win teams. They've had byes, and Miami plays tonight, and already had their bye. But Tennessee is 2-7, Cleveland 2-7, Las Vegas 2-7, Dolphins are 2-6 playing tonight, and then you got New England, the Jets, New Orleans, Carolina, Dallas, all with three wins. The Giants' path to the number one overall pick is all that matters. And I don't take pleasure in saying that. It's just a fact. That's all that is left. That's what you want, whether it is to take a quarterback, whether it's to get better play, whether it's to trade down to someone who does believe in the quarterback and get more picks. And more, like, there's, until they change the rules and sign me up, I'll sign to change the rules and still a lottery so that this doesn't matter and I don't have to yell about tanking. I'm cool with that. But there's literally no benefit to winning. Other than you want to watch your team win on Sunday. And that may be, you know, for a franchise, ticket sales or whatever else, you know, if they can go on a run and create false belief, maybe they'll sell more tickets or whatever else. I don't know. Neighbors gets hot and, you know, scores a bunch of touchdowns and wins a few games and you could sell more jerseys. I don't know. But as far as actually helping this team moving forward, there is no benefit to winning. There's only benefits to losing. And that sucks. And I don't like the system. But until they change it, that's it. And right now, I want the top overall pick, and they are poised right now after losing to Carolina. They are poised for that number one pick. And, you know, me and Fliegelman just talked about it, and he mentioned this. Like, a previous caller was like, oh, you can find quarterbacks. There's, you know, Allen was later in the draft, obviously. Lamar Jackson could possibly be back-to-back MVP here. He was drafted as the last pick in the first round. You know, Patrick Mahomes was 10th or 11th or whatever it was. And like, yeah, that's true. Theoretically, you could find the quarterback later in the draft. One, that was a draft that had a bunch of quarterbacks in it. I know Patrick Mahomes was the year before, but still, like, that draft had a bunch of quarterbacks in it. But here's the thing. In that draft, with those quarterbacks, you had to be lucky. Right? The Bills had to be lucky. If the Cardinals knew what they were doing instead of drafting Rosen, they drafted Josh Allen, right? He was before him. Yeah, if they drafted Allen instead of Rosen, we wouldn't be having this conversation about Buffalo. I thought Rosen was earlier. Maybe I'm wrong. But no, he was. They traded up to 7 in front of the Cardinals. All right, Baker, Darnold. Like, if they took the wrong quarterback, if Sam Darnold was waiting for them there, then they wouldn't have Josh Allen. Like, I want to give Brian Daboll and this team, if it is Joe Shane Daboll, the best opportunity to draft the player they believe in. Why? Literally, just having the pool of players as big as possible with as many talented players in it as possible is a benefit, right? Even if you think it's a minimal one, explain to me. Like, I heard the promo from Sal a bunch. Well, what's, you know, a couple weeks ago, like, what's the, what the draft's a crapshoot? What does losing get you? What does winning get you? Like, that's the thing. Losing, all right, yes, it helps you in a crapshoot. It gives you a pick higher, two picks higher. Ultimately, it's a crapshoot. You could easily pick the wrong guy, and it would all be a disaster. That's all true. But at least, like, what am I supposed to do? Win and hope I luck into the right pick? Is that really what we should do? Win as many games as possible so that your fans can what exactly? Enjoy it? If they would have won today, would you feel better? Honestly, would you feel any better? Would you feel better about this Giants season? Do you care? Did you forget about it the second the final whistle blew and you moved on to the rest of the games? You started your 1 o'clock games or doing whatever you did. Did it really bother you all that much? Unless you made the trip to Germany and had to watch that slop. Otherwise, you move on with your day because the season's already over. There's nothing to beat yourself up about. There's nothing to get upset about. There's no, someone tweeted at me, oh, because I talk about how after bad losses, I go to a dark room and just sit by myself. I didn't need a dark room. I could have went and played laser tag the second this thing was over. Who gives a damn? It's over. I don't understand the thought process. Whatever it is, whoever's making the decision, whatever quarter position they're looking for, there is a distinct advantage and a tangible benefit to losing these games. There is none to winning them. And I can't watch Daniel Jones again. Plain and simple.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.